Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We are in the 37th Psalm. It may be here for a while. I think it's 40 verses. But there's just so much stuff here, folks. It really is. We've looked at the first 8 verses. And just to remind us, remember what the psalmist David is telling us. To fret not ourselves because of evildoers. Don't be envious of the wrongdoers, okay? Because they're going to just pass away like the grass. But trust in the Lord. Do good. Dwell in the land. Feed on and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and know that He'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him. He'll act. He's going to bring forth righteousness for your sake. Be still and rest before the Lord. Be patient. Wait for Him patiently. Fret not yourself. Second time he says that. Over the one who prospers in his way. Over the evil ones. And he says, refrain from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. The third time, it tends only to evil. So three times in these first 8 verses, he says, fret not yourself. In other words, you're bringing it on yourself. Your mind is going into that arena of wrath and of anger, and what that Hebrew word for fret means. We covered that in a couple episodes ago. So don't do that. And then he continues on. Verse 9 begins with the word for, which means F-O-R, because of, in light of. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. So we have a lot of juxtaposition here. We have a lot of parallelism going on in this thing, in these psalms, particularly this one. But notice what he says. Evildoers will be cut off. They will be dealt with. Yeah, they're like the grass of the field. What do you do with the grass of the field? You cut it, right? But the evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord will possess the land, will inherit the land. King James says, will inherit the earth. That's good, right? And then he brings a word of encouragement here, an exhortation, perhaps correction, awareness of just reality. Verse 10, in just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. So he's bringing some reality to some things right here, okay? In other words, wickedness is not going to carry on forever and ever and ever. Just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Now, the greater scheme of things in creation, that just a little while is a longer length of time than what we associate just a little while. But I think he's pointing to particular things in our lives. Because he says, if you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. So David had a lot of enemies. He's been speaking a lot of them, right? Those who opposed him, those who came against him, those who wanted him dead, tried to kill him. But he's saying what? I know that in a little while that they're not going to exist. It may be 30 years from now. It may be 40 years from now. But I know they're not going to exist. And you're going to be able to look at his place and he's not going to be there. I know that the wicked will be no more. God's going to deal with them, okay? He's going to cut them off. Then verse 11, but, ooh, so this but ties back into this four, okay? But the evildoers will be cut off. Just a little while, the wicked will be no more, but the meek. So there's a comparison, a juxtaposition between here, the wicked and the meek. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace or abundant prosperity, as the New American Standard says. The meek are the ones that will inherit the land. Now, again, and I've mentioned this several times, but I think it's well worth remembering. I know in my upbringing, how I used to think that meekness was weakness. Meekness is not weakness, okay? Meekness literally means a strength under control, okay? The other translation, see, the King James says meek. New American Standard says the humble. And then the Lexham says, but the afflicted will possess the land. So the idea is the ones that have been afflicted, that are humble, that are poor, that are not of the highest stature, okay, and all this kind of stuff, the lowly, that they will inherit the land. But the word meek does not mean that you're weak. Just because you're afflicted just because you're oppressed, just because you're poor, does not mean that you are weak. I mean, they just rhyme in our language, I think, was my biggest distraction, you know? And he tells us that these humble, the afflicted, the meek, shall inherit, King Jimmy, the earth, shall inherit the land, and not only inherit and possess the land, but delight themselves. Think about that. Delight themselves in the abundance of peace in that land. There will be a time when we will delight, take pleasure is what it means, in the abundance of peace. Verse 12, the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. Yeah, the Lord literally mocks, okay, laughs and plays with, and the laugh is an idea of contempt and derision. Now, the Lord can do that without sin. It's hard for us to do that, right? But literally mocks the wicked, for he knows what? That his day is coming. The Lord's going to deal with him. Verse 14, the wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. So we've seen this several times in the psalm, that which the enemy is seeking to do and use against the righteous, against the meek, will be used against them. Then verse 16, better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. And yet, you know, the last couple of psalms and this psalm right here, they're very proverbial. Some of the verses, they sound like proverbs. Yeah. And he's saying what? Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of the wicked. It is better to be righteous and have just a little than to be wicked and have an abundance of wealth. It's what's being addressed here. Verse 17, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Again, David is saying the Lord is going to address those who are wicked. He's going to take care of this, guys. Okay, that's what he's saying. The Lord will deal with this. But not only will he deal with the wicked, he's going to uphold the righteous. Uphold, sustain, support the righteous. Then the last couple of verses for today, 18 and 19. The Lord knows the days of the blameless and their heritage will remain forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine, they have abundance. So he's saying this, Yahweh knows our days. He knows what's happening. He knows our heritage. We know our heritage in him, and it's going to remain forever. We're not going to be put to shame in these evil times, in the distressing times. As a matter of fact, in the days of famine, the Lord will glorify himself by providing for those who believe and who call upon him. The Lord will provide. They will have abundance. One of the translations says, be satisfied. But the idea is you're going to have plenty. These are great, great truths, guys. Great things for us to grab a hold of, particularly in the days we live in and the days that are coming over the horizon at this very moment. Do you believe? It's time to make a decision. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.